You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
So it turns out, attrition may continue to rise in tech and financial services for at least a few more months. Well, this also means that appraisal season may be good. Stay tuned for more details. Welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest in stock markets, employment, politics, business and more. First up, here's how the market fared on May 13th. While the market started the day on a positive note, benchmarks erased all intraday gains and ended lower for the sixth consecutive day today as investors booked profits in banks and metal stocks. Sensex closed 136 points lower at 52,793, whereas Nifty was down 25 points at 15,782. Among the top Nifty losers were Hindalco, SBI, JSW Steel, NTPC and ICICI Bank. While gainers included Tata Motors, Sun Pharma, Mahindra & Mahindra, ITC and Hindustan Unilever. State Bank of India, the country's largest lender by assets, was in focus today. It reported a 41.3% year-on-year jump in its quarterly net profit to a record 9,113 crore rupees, which, however, missed street estimates. SBI shares made a U-turn after an initial spike following the earnings announcement, finishing the day down 4%. Besides it, Tata Motors stock jumped over 8% today, a day after the auto major reported a surprise standalone net profit, boosted by improving margins. Also, shares of Larsen & Toubro gained over 3% in intraday and ended more than 0.5% higher as investors took into account L&T's order inflow, which grew by 10%, and revenue, which was up by 15% during the fourth quarter. The company had earlier guided that both may have a low to mid-teen growth rate. Meanwhile, the Delhivery IPO was fully subscribed despite challenging market conditions. The issue was subscribed 1.12 points according to data provided by the BSE. Moving on to what Sunil Bharti Mittal thinks is not working for Vodafone Idea. So Vodafone Idea merged their might in 2018 to take on the other telecom players in the market, but a culture clash within the organization made the merger devastating, according to Mittal. He said that he had warned at the time of the merger itself that it won't work. Mittal called Vodafone's style of operation as an MNC culture, while Idea as a promoter-driven company. Idea used to perform significantly better in terms of return on capital. Culture clash just did not work for Voda Idea, he says. Another update from the business world, online food delivery platform Swiggy has announced its foray into the dining out category with the acquisition of DineOut. Swiggy has entered into a definitive agreement with Times Internet for the acquisition. DineOut will continue to operate as an independent app, it said. The deal will enable Swiggy to cater to every food occasion. According to their statement, the food ordering platform will strengthen its position with DineOut's offering. Swiggy restaurant partners too will be benefited with a larger customer base, they say. Next up, here's a look at what's happening in the job market. The recent series of layoffs in companies like Better.com, Meesho, Unacademy and Trell, or the spate of resignations at White Hat and UpGrad, this does not mean that the excess of jobs over talent may reverse in a hurry. Worried employers unable to acquire talent that's demanding hefty pay packages even at entry level may not get a breather anytime soon, as skilled employees such as those in the financial or tech sectors still have more chips in hand for at least a few more months. And that could mean a good pay hike in the appraisal season too. The job market is set to see an uptick in hiring as recruiters expect attrition to rise further in the coming months. Naukri, which is a leading job portal, sees a big jump in demand for those with an experience of at least 3 years. While experts in staffing services do not see an immediate shift from employees' market to an employer's market, they do expect a gradual and natural reversal of the great resignation phenomena. Bala Subramanian, the Team Lead Services VP and Business Head for Consumer and Healthcare, believes that the employer generally holds a slight edge over employees in the job market, It's only been the last 3 months where there has been a bit of aberration. Where, because of the great resignation, employees had kind of all the cards. But a reversal is bound to happen, according to him. He thinks the tables may start to turn in the second quarter of the fiscal, but not immediately. According to him, hiring intentions haven't exactly changed yet, and markets will continue to remain optimistic and bullish for the course of this financial year. Moving on, White Hat Jr. has commented on the mass resignation that it saw recently. A spokesperson said that as part of the company's back-to-work drive, most of its sales and support employees were asked to report to Gurgaon and Mumbai offices from April 18. The company says it made exceptions for medical and personal exigencies and even offered relocation assistance as required. It said its teachers will continue to work from home. Meanwhile, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the number of resignations at White Hat Jr. is between 200 and 250 and not 800 as reported by a media firm earlier. Next up, the Supreme Court has rejected a plea seeking to postpone the National Eligibility Entrance Test for postgraduate, that is NEET PG 2022, which is scheduled for May 21st. The petitioners had cited a clash with the ongoing NEET PG 21 counselling. According to Bar and Bench, the court refused to entertain the plea since it would seriously impact the availability of medical care and have cascading impact on patient care and affect the doctors who have already registered. The plea before the court stated that some of the petitioners and aspirants were candidates who had appeared in NEET PG 2021 and were also part of the ongoing counselling process, which they said is unlikely to conclude by the scheduled date of May 9. Now moving on to an update on the political front. Ahead of Congress's 3-day Chintan Shivir, party leader Ajay Makan talked about big changes in the organization. He mentioned one family, one ticket, and also that no leader would hold a post for more than 5 years in the party. He said that any person who's holding a post for 5 years should have to step down, and there should be a cooling period of at least 3 years for that person to come back to the same post. He also mentioned that panel members unanimously backed the proposal of one family, one ticket. According to reports, during the camp, top Congress leaders will suggest solutions and clear the party's stance on key issues like polarization, center-state ties, forming of alliance and attempts at bringing uniformity, especially in the Northeast. Lastly, here's the latest on Twitter. Twitter's stock today plunged over 19% after Elon Musk tweeted that the deal to buy the social media giant was temporarily on hold, pending details supporting the calculation that spam or fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. On the other hand, Tesla shares shot up 5% on the US futures in pre-market trade. According to a Reuters report, Twitter had earlier this month estimated that false or spam accounts represented fewer than 5% of its monetizable daily active users during the first quarter when it recorded 229 million users who were served advertising. Musk had said that one of his priorities would be to remove spam bots from the platform. Meanwhile, Twitter has fired two of its top managers, which is the latest sign of internal turmoil amid Musk's planned buyout of the company. One Twitter manager, Kevin Bacon, is leaving after 7 years. In a series of tweets yesterday, he said that CEO Parag Agarwal asked him to leave after letting him know that he wants to take the team in a different direction. Bruce Falk, Twitter's revenue and product lead, was also fired, according to a tweet that has since been deleted. His Twitter bio now says unemployed. Twitter confirmed both departures and said the company is pausing hiring except for critical business roles. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.